About to do it like this, about to do it like this.
Easter's here, everyone.
Saturday, March 25th, Lighthouse Christian Church will be hosting our second annual Easter extravaganza. Join us at Lighthouse for a day of fun for the whole family. There will be games for all ages, inflatables for the kids, and great food for the entire family. There's going to be tons of fun and prizes for everyone. Oh, wait. Did we say lots of candy? There's going to be so much candy.
The event's located at our church at 1250 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island, Florida. So mark your calendars now for March the 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Lighthouse Easter Extravaganza is almost here. We hope to see you there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin, from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. It's our topical Bible study on the air here at 91.5 and through the computers and all of that. You can catch us at, on YouTube, on our website,
through the interwebs.
At ourlighthouse.net. you can find us. If you missed the program, it's still available. You can go to WMIEFM.com and hit the tab where you can, what's the archive or what is it?
I don't even know.
It's okay. You can catch it there on demand. That's
there you
it.
Go.
You can click on the on demand and catch us there. I just wanted to welcome each and every one of you to the program. I've got Pastor Mark with me from Braving Grace Ministries over in Cocoa. Great friend. And we just love to bounce the word and just talk about things. And we said yesterday, you know, you like to hang out at the drain in the deep end of the pool. I think that's hilarious, but it's really true. You've always been a great teacher and a great inspiration to me. I'm just so grateful to have friendship with people like you in my life because you stretch me and hopefully, you know, I'll stretch you every now and then as well. And, you know, that's what this is all about. So technically, we're here to stretch all of you guys out there listening to get in your Bibles, to listen to what we say and then go back. You know, I mean, yesterday we were in Romans 5, and I'm believing that some of you went and read that because we encourage you to do so. But today, I want to stay on this topic. I think that there's so much more to say about this, Pastor Mark, and I want to jump over into maybe 1 Corinthians and start there. We can maybe reference back to Romans 5 some more, and there's just so much that we've been talking about. So you brought the topic. Why don't you, for those who maybe didn't listen yesterday, give us a brief synopsis of what we're talking about.
Well, so it says in Romans chapter 5 that Adam was a type of him who was to come, and that's talking about Jesus. And so all the people that you see in the Old Testament, so many of them, the majority of them, were types of Christ Jesus. God has always been telling us about Jesus, and he was using all of these people to give us an image of what glimpse of what Jesus was going to be like. And Adam was the first one. And we've been looking at all these comparisons, all the things that were where Adam sinned and brought all men under sin. Then Jesus came, never sinned, and redeemed us all from our sin. And that's just one small snapshot. And so I'm encouraging you to see more in your Bible than what you thought was there, because you can go read Genesis chapter 3. You can learn about the fall of man and completely miss how incredible of a picture that's being painted for what Jesus is going to do. And so that's kind of where we started talking about this.
Yeah.
Jesus is the true and better Adam.
Yes.
Adam was a copy, and he was an inferior. Jesus is not the copy. He's the true, and he's better.
Absolutely.
Right? He's the true and better Adam. And so it says here, in we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 today. Romans chapter 5, I encourage you to read that. There's a lot in there. And 1 Corinthians chapter 15 has a bunch as well. And we're going to look at several verses. The first one we'll look at is in verse 21 and 22.
Right.
It says, "For since by man came death," that's Adam.
Yeah.
"By man," that's a capital M, Jesus,
yeah,
also
that's
came.
That's true. It does have a little M, big M.
Big M. And it says, "By that man also came the resurrection of the dead."
Yeah.
"Because as in Adam all die, but even so in Christ all shall be made alive." So you see, whatever happened with Adam and whatever choices Adam made and whatever the results of those choices were, there's a corresponding opposite that's better.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's a flip side.
Yeah. Adam sinned. Jesus never sinned. Adam brought death. Jesus brought life.
Yeah.
You know, and we can continue and we'll unpack even more of that.
Sure.
That's the whole point of the show. But it says it as in by one man came death. So in Adam, we are all sentenced to death because we have sin natures unless we are in Christ Jesus. And that's why the Bible says, Jesus says you must be born again.
Yes.
And when you are, when you put faith in Christ Jesus, the Bible says that you become a new creation.
Right.
You have to be, because unless that happens, we're trapped in our sin nature that we inherited from Adam.
Right.
And we're trapped in death because by him, that's where death came from.
Yeah.
If we want life and then resurrection of the dead. Jesus was the first. Adam was the first of his type. Jesus is the
first
of his
creation.
Type.
And
yeah.
Jesus was the first of the new creation.
Yeah. Jesus is the first that God raised from the dead.
Yeah.
See, you can look in your Bible and be like, well, I used to think this. I got confused sometimes because I'd be like, well, other people got raised from the dead. They got raised from the dead back in the same body to die again later at another point. Jesus was raised by the Father in a resurrected new body.
Yeah. That's so good. You know, the first Adam was to reign over the earth. He was given dominion. He was given authority. He was given all of that, you know. And then the last Adam, Jesus, you know, will reign over all of the earth forever
and ever.
It's a finished work with Christ. There's never going to be another need for any other things to be done. Jesus, when he said it is finished on the cross,
that was it.
He meant it. But I want to key in on that the authority part, you know, because Adam was given authority over the earth, and he was given the planet by God, you know, and mankind inherited the earth.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
That's good.
And you know, this is so good because through sin, Satan was able to steal that dominion over the earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in doing that, you know, God had to get the authority of the earth back, but God gave the earth to Adam. He couldn't take it back.
Right. He's not going to go against his own word.
He can't take it back and just say, you know, I'm not giving it to you because he gave it away. He already knew. I mean, I'm just, for the point of the argument, you know, Jesus had to become a man. God had to become a man to take the earth back as a man.
Yeah. You know, man had to recover what man gave away.
And what happened is through, you know, the earth was originally given to Adam, and then the earth was taken back from control over, you know, Satan's control by Jesus Christ, who now forever will reign over the earth forever and ever and ever.
Yeah.
You know, and but that's where we're at, though. We're in
that's
the battle
key
right
to understand
now.
Understand that. Yes.
We're in the dispensation of the battle of grace, you know, and God is pulling people to Christ. All those who will believe, you know, and those who won't, they're going to run with the devil. And he's the only power the devil has in the earth is the power that we as people give him.
Come on.
You know, so God is saying, you know, use your ability, your authority in the earth for good. Come over to my kingdom and come under the second Adam, because sin is reigning through the first Adam, and Satan stole the control of the earth through that. So now God has taken that back. But you know what? We are having to decide which side we're going to partner with.
Yes, and you have. I'm so glad you brought that up, Pastor Kevin, because that you just unpacked something so big. See, we look at the world and we see a world system. We see the brokenness. We see the sin. We see the destruction. We see the death. We've lived in it. We've experienced it. It's affected all of us.
Absolutely.
But it says in Colossians chapter 1, verse 13, it says that God has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love.
Translated us.
There's a
different. Yeah.
So that there's two kingdoms.
Yeah.
There are two kingdoms at work in the earth
right now. Yeah.
And so if we don't understand that, then we're like, well, what are you talking about? But now when you explain it that way, You go, okay, so there's the kingdom that Adam gave away, and there's the kingdom that Jesus is now establishing as the new head. Yeah. And when Jesus rose again and he talked to his disciples, he said, all authority in heaven and earth is given to me. Therefore, go.
Yeah.
That's what he said. So I stop and I think about that and I think, wait a minute. The authority that it seems like things are happening out of my control. It seems like I can't, you know, control the events or whatever of my life. But in fact, we've been given the authority of Jesus to go do what he said to do. It would be completely unreasonable, unfair, and unjust for God to say, go do this and not give us the authority to do it. He wouldn't do that.
Yeah,
or the power to do it. But he said, so you have the authority now in Jesus because it's all his. So the authority that Adam gave away, because God did say he gave man dominion over everything he made. He gave man dominion, and man gave that dominion to Satan when he acknowledged him and fell for that trap. Jesus came and gave that dominion back to us. And so now by faith in his name, by the Holy Spirit giving us power, and by our words, we exercise that dominion in the earth. Pastor Kevin, I feel like that's something that you operate in really well. You know, you were kind of talking at the beginning about how, you know, I'm someone who causes you to, you know, jump into the word even more and explore things. You sharpen me because I see you operating in that concept of spiritual authority, exercising it in your world, in your ministry, teaching people to walk in that, seeing people get healed, seeing people get set free. Those are all battles that are being won by authority.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it says in that verse 21, since by man came death, and then by capital man also came the resurrection of the dead.
Yeah.
You know, so we've got these two kingdoms. Adam birthed a kingdom of disobedience, you know, through his disobedience, and Satan became the Lord over that. And he is ruling and reigning through disobedience to God in the world today. And those who are disobedient to God are following after darkness, you know, and through the man, capital M, also came the resurrection of the dead. Mm. You know, I think a lot of times we think, oh yeah, when I die, I'm going to be resurrected. No, you've been resurrected from the dead the moment you gave your life to Jesus Christ.
That's good.
You know, and life came back to you, and now you have translated or been transferred, like you just said, into that kingdom of his son, of his love. And now we have dominion and authority, and now, but they still have dominion and authority as well. So now that's where the battle comes into play, you know, and now we are fighting not to necessarily regain the earth, but to regain the souls of men.
Yes.
You know, and we're fighting for people. We are fighting to show them the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ so that they too can see the light of Christ in them, the hope of glory, and then move into God's kingdom.
One of the things that people don't realize, and you're talking about that, there's that battle going on.
Yeah.
The Bible says that Jesus is the head of all principality and power. A lot of people don't stop and think about that. They're like, oh, you know, there's some spiritual power over here or something like that. Jesus is the head of that power. Jesus is over that. That's a created, even in the spirit world, Satan, Lucifer, who fell and became, you know, Al-Satan, the deceiver is where that name comes from. He's a created being.
That's right.
Jesus is not Jesus is not a created being.
No.
Jesus is God. He was with God from the beginning. It was through Jesus that God made everything. Yeah. The Bible says that in multiple places.
Yeah.
It says that Hebrews chapter 1 is one of the places where it says that through him also God created the worlds.
Yeah.
So Jesus is the Word made flesh. The Word that God spoke and called everything into existence is Jesus. So Jesus pre-existed all of that stuff because he's eternal.
Right.
So these created powers are not going to supersede the power of God.
Right.
They can't. So as Christians, we need to understand that, and we need to be bold. In my own life, I catch myself, I had to come to a place where I learned this.
Yes.
I spent years as a Christian. I was saved as a young man, and I spent a lot of time just really under the impression that I just had to live with whatever brokenness was in the world, and that's just how it was going to be until I die and go to heaven. But then I learned, no, Jesus has given us authority now.
Right.
He gave us the Holy Spirit now. He said, go make disciples now. He said, go cast out demons now. He said, go heal the sick now. He said to go do this now, right now, walk in this earth.
Yeah.
We've been given the authority of Jesus because he took back what Adam did, Pastor Kevin. And just, it's so important because if you're living a defeated life as a believing Christian, then you have not understood what Jesus has done as the new Adam. That's why you might think, why does this even matter? Why are we getting all this deep theology? You need to know that you're not stuck under Adam.
Right.
You don't have to be stuck there anymore. You don't have to be a victim of that curse because Jesus came to redeem that curse.
Yes.
So if you don't know that truth, then you don't know what needs, because Jesus said you must know the truth and then the truth will make you free.
Right.
So if you know the truth that, wait a minute, there's a different king, there's a different kingdom, and I don't have to be a victim of this world system anymore.
Yeah. You know, I want to look over in 1 Corinthians 15:45 too. He said this, he said, and so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being, and the last Adam became a life-giving spirit.
Come on.
You know, however, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, and afterward the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man, capital M, is the Lord from heaven. Yeah. And as was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And all, as is the heavenly man, so also are all those who are heavenly. You know, think about that.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we're trying to convey to you. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man.
Come on. And what does James say? He says that as Jesus is, so are we in this world.
Yeah, as he is, so are we in this world. I love that scripture.
Yeah.
You know, and how do we do that? We have to be hidden in Christ. We've been talking about this on the program off and on as well. You know, it's taking our lives and placing it inside Christ.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's Christ in us, the hope of glory in the world. And us, you know, it's really about us really just believing.
Yes.
That what the Word of God says about us is true. You know, the scriptures say that my people perish from a lack of knowledge. You know, you're not perishing from a lack of supply of heaven.
Come on, that's
good. You're perishing from a lack of knowledge of how to appropriate and apply what heaven has already given you through Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, through his resurrection from the dead.
That's so
good.
You
know, I mean, we are, you know, living in a time right now when we have got to know and understand who we are in Christ.
Yeah.
It's getting darker and the lines are being drawn. You know, there's a time in history when there was a lot of gray area. The gray area is gone.
Yeah.
You're going to have to pick a side.
Yeah, there's no one or the other.
Yeah, it's one or the other.
We talked about that yesterday. The Bible says that outside of Christ Jesus, we are enemies of God, period.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at God. Why am I his enemy? If you are in Adam, then you are not in Christ. You can't be in both. And you talked about being hidden in Christ. You know, that's another parallel we were looking at. There's so many parallels. You know, God has hidden us in Christ. Well, what happened in the garden? When Adam sinned, he hid from God.
Yeah, that's true.
But now in Christ Jesus, we're made righteous and God hides us in him. Like there's a correlation for every single thing that Adam did that Jesus came and he did better.
Yeah, that is powerful. You know, the first Adam died and returned to the ground, last Adam died and returned to heaven.
Yes, the last Adam died and returned to, like, Adam died and he's still, like, that dust, from dust you are and from into dust you will return.
Yeah.
Right? So that, he is the man of dust.
Right.
But Jesus,
he was resurrected.
He's resurrected. His body is total. If you look at the Gospels, at what Jesus did in his glorified body. He would just appear out of nowhere.
Yeah.
These guys were in a shut up room.
Right.
The doors were closed, windows were closed, and then boom, Jesus is right in the middle of the room.
Yeah.
Right. But then he goes, "Oh, you don't think this is real?" He picks up food and he eats it. Right. My mind is blown. Like, how do you do that? Right. He's walking down the road to Emmaus with him, and they get and they sit, and then he breaks bread with them and he's gone.
Yeah.
He disappeared. Like, this is a glorified body that we have not begun to understand. It is not the body that's going to return to dust.
Right.
It's so much better.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's true and better.
You know, and I think we have to really listen to and understand the finiteness of our human body as well, you know?
Yes.
It's appointed unto every man once to die and then the judgment. But you know what? Jesus paid the price for that judgment. You know, every one of us, this physical body that we have is going to fail, you know, and we are going to face death, you know, and we have to always remember that, you know what? Jesus made the promise of eternal life to us in him. You know, so, you know, we have the victory over death. The Bible says, that, oh, death, where is your sting?
Yes.
It's gone. If you are in Christ, there is no death. You know, Jesus said, you know, that, you know, I've come that you might have life and life more abundantly. And this is eternal life, that you believe on the one with of whom he is sent.
Yes.
And I really want to try to get into the hearts of people that, you know, it's simple faith. It's belief in Jesus Christ. That's where you got to get.
Yeah.
God will give you everything else after that, but your first and foremost point in life and to help others get to in life is to believe on the one whom God has sent.
You know, Jesus said in John chapter 3, we all know John 3:16, but I'm going to give you 3:16, 17, and 18. John 3:16, Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Yeah.
He that believes is not condemned, but he that does not believe is condemned already. Because he has not believed in the only begotten Son of God.
Well, because they're in Adam.
Yeah. So you're if
God
you have not
all of that.
The Adam brought the curse, and that curse is still there for those who will not choose to put faith in Christ Jesus.
Right.
The way out of the curse is through faith in Christ Jesus.
That's so good.
The way to walk in victory is through faith in Christ Jesus. You're gonna face battles. As a Christian, you're going to come up against opposition in your life, in your world. You're going to experience, and everybody should know this. We get the idea that, well, I'm a Christian, all this should go away.
Right.
No, as a Christian now, you're fighting the battle, but you get to win it.
Yeah.
You know, when
fighting it from victory.
Yeah. When God sent his people into the promised land, that promised land was inhabited by giants, by other people. And God said, now you're going to have to go in there and fight them. But I've already given you the land.
Yeah.
So in our minds, we're like, well, if you've already given it to me, why do I got
to
go in and fight?
To fight?
No, I've already given it to you, but now you got to go contend.
You got to possess.
You
got to
believe it. Yes, you got to believe it.
Yeah.
And then you got to go act on what you believe.
Yeah.
So if I believe that I'm defeated, then I'm going to live a life of defeat. But if I begin to understand, wait a minute, what Adam did was really heavy, but what Jesus did is much more.
Yeah.
And so the lack that I experience in Adam, Jesus has much more supply, kind of like what you talked about.
Oh, yeah, for
sure. The sickness I might experience in Adam, Jesus has much more healing because by his stripes we were healed.
Yeah.
You know, the confusion I might have or the anxiety I might have in Adam, Jesus said, I'll give you rest for your soul and I will not give you confusion, I'll give you peace. I mean,
so
I could go on and on.
Will you make the trade? I think that's what we're going to have to kind of go into here as we come towards the end of the program. Will you make the trade today by giving your life to Jesus Christ, by placing your life? Maybe you've given your life to Jesus, but you're like, I never knew any of this stuff. This is amazing. I can actually walk in complete and total victory. We want you to know the truth and experience the truth and the blessing that God has for you in your life. We're going to take a quick break, but we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about that here in just a moment.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry, Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net. All right, everybody, welcome back. Once again, we want to say thanks to our sponsors for helping us get words like this into your ears. Mark, I'm believing that people are hearing us. I'm believing that they're seeing now after 2 days that correlation between Adam and Christ and, you know, the sin, you know, and the righteousness, the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of light, you know, all of that has come to light through what we've shared in the last couple of days. But you know what? Why don't you just give us one last hurrah here?
Yeah.
And what is it that really I want you to tell people? What is it that they really need to be doing themselves to walk in this victory that God has for them through Jesus Christ?
Yeah, well, your victory is found in reading your word. Right?
Oh, come on.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so you've got to get into the word of God yourself. Now, one of the things that's a challenge, and I totally understand this because it was for me for a long time too, is you're like, well, what do I read?
Right.
And then when I read it, how do I understand?
Right.
And so the Bible can be this big intimidating book if you don't know what you're looking for. But you know what we've done over the last 2 days, and I hope that this is something that you're beginning to key in on, is that if you open up your Bible for the purpose of seeing Jesus, it makes it so much better. It makes it so much easier.
Yeah.
And it's the real purpose that we have the Bible for. The Bible is not a book about how to live your life, though it will tell you how to live your life. It's not a book about a bunch of rules, though there are rules in it. It's a book about Jesus. God has wanted us to know from the beginning, which is why we're talking about, you know, Adam even. From the beginning, God has wanted us to know about Jesus.
Yes.
And if you go to your Bible and say, I want to see Jesus in this Bible, he's everywhere. You can go right to Genesis and see Jesus right away and know, oh, this was God's heart. Not that I would be condemned, not that I would walk in fear and failure, but that I would know his son.
That's so good.
But that I would, and you, if you open up your Bible for that purpose, I'm telling you, once I started reading my Bible about and seeing Jesus in it, it's like I had a whole new book.
So guys, get your Bibles out.
Yeah.
Read your Bibles. Use the Bible app. Use whatever aspect you have to get into the Word of God and begin to speak the Word of God over your life. Begin to see the power of God come into your life.
Yes.
And through the Word of God. This is an incredible book, and you actually get to read it. So we want to encourage you that way. We want to say thanks to each and every one of you for listening and taking the time to listen to two crazy guys that just want to talk about Jesus.
Yeah, man.
Also want to invite you out for our Easter extravaganza here at Lighthouse Church. We're at 1250 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island, Florida. It's going to be a day of just fun for the kids and adults. We're going to have tons of candy, food, prizes, events. It's going to be great. So join us March the 25th at 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. here at Lighthouse Church. God bless you guys. Have a good day.
Bye.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.